Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring and that's my fine wife, Beth.
On this incredible day of July 26th, 1 Chronicles 28:20, it says, David also said to Solomon, his son, be strong and courageous and do the work. Do not be afraid or discouraged. For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will not fail you or forsake you until all the work is for the temple of the Lord is finished. Thank you. That is our Do Not Fear scripture for today.
And we're believing for a miracle today, and we're believing miracles for you as well.
Everybody, yeah, everybody today.
Well, today's teaching is what makes a man good. We're going to talk about 14 things to make a man good. Is a man good because he faithfully worked for the same company for 20 years? Is a man good because he's been good to his spouse and children? Is a man good because he coaches in his kids' sports program? Is a man good because he or she says so? And your favorite high is your if your favorite high-profile preacher says someone's a good man, that means one thing. But when Don Corleone, the Godfather, says his favorite hitman is a good man,
that would be something
that's
else.
That's something else. A terrorist may think a man is good because he carries out a suicide mission that kills hundreds of innocent people. A military officer may think a man is good because he fell on an incoming grenade to save the lives of fellow soldiers in his platoon. Determining whether a man is good or not is most often in the eye of the beholder. However, there are ways that you can tell whether or not someone is a good man, regardless of who's making the observation. How do you know? Well, the Word of God defines a good man.
Number one, sharing the good news. 1 Kings 1:42, New Living Translation says, in part, for you are a good man, you have good news. Number two, seeking divine direction for every step you take. Psalm 37:23 says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. And let me say this, in the Bible, a man and a woman are considered, you know, alike. So it's a good woman too. So
woman.
There you go.
Number three, giving favor and blessings. Giving favor and blessing others. First part of Psalm 112:5 says, a good man showeth favor and lendeth. Number four, conducting your business with integrity. Last part of Psalm 112:5 says, a good man will guide his affairs with discretion.
Number five, leaving an inheritance to your grandchildren. Proverbs 13:22 makes an interesting observation. It says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Number six, receiving reward for righteous living. Proverbs 14:14 in the New Living Translation says, backsliders will get what they deserve. Good people receive their reward.
And it's interesting it does say good people.
Yes.
Number seven, respect in your community. Genesis 6:9, Message Bible. This is the story of Noah. Noah was a good man, a man of integrity in the community. Noah walked with God. Number eight, living in prayerful expectation. Well, that's good. Luke 2:25, Message Bible.
We just discussed this.
In Jerusalem at the time, there was a man, Simeon by name, a good man, a man who lived in prayerful expectancy of help for Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. The Holy Spirit had shown him that he would see the Messiah of God before he died.
If you didn't get a chance to hear that one. That was a good one. You can find it at haroldhearing.com.
Under podcast.
Yes. Number 9, speaking the word that's stored in your heart. Matthew 12:35 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Also, Luke 6:45 says, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is good, and an evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaketh. Number 10, being filled with the Holy Ghost and full of faith.
Wow.
Acts 11:24 says this. Hallelujah. For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord.
Hallelujah. Number 11, leading people to worship the Lord. Acts 10:1, Message Bible. There was a man named Cornelius who lived in Caesarea, captain of the Italian guard stationed there. He was thoroughly a good man. He had led everyone in the house to live worshipfully before God and was always helping people in need and had the habit of prayer. Number 12, living a life that will cause your deliverance from wickedness.
Wow.
2 Peter 2:7. And the New Living Translation. But at the same time, God rescued Lot out of Sodom because he was a good man who was sick of all the immorality and wickedness around him.
13, confidence in who you are in Christ makes you a good man. Acts 11:22, Message Bible. When the church in Jerusalem got wind of this, they sent Barnabas to Antioch to check on things. As soon as he arrived, he saw that God was behind and in it all. He threw himself in with them, got behind them, urging them to stay with it the rest of their lives. He was a good man that way, enthusiastic and confident in the Holy Spirit's ways. The community grew large and strong in the Master. And number 14, a good man would rather have the favor of the Lord than anything else. Proverbs 12:2 says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord, but a man of wicked devices will he condemn.
You know, there's more to being a good man than just having someone say that you're one. For instance, you're a good man, Charlie Brown, was said by Charles Schulz. Without question, Charlie Brown had to be a good man.
Oh, honey.
To put up with the antics of Lucy. I enjoy the PNAX conference trip because it teaches principles with humor. When principles aren't taught, or godly influences don't exist in the lives of children, trouble follows. We came across a profound quote. We're not sure who said it, but we want to share it with you. A good man dies when a boy goes wrong.
Wow, that is very profound for us to think about.
But it doesn't have to be that way.
That's right.
More properly, God doesn't want it to be that way. Either get involved with your children and youth at church or financially invest in their future. It will pay you great dividends.
Yeah, one of our favorite quotes, truly is Edmund Burke out of England. He said, all that is necessary for evil to triumph is for good men to do nothing. And it is time to get involved. That's why we can't be a spectator in the game of life. Sitting in the bleachers, cheering or complaining about the way things are won't change a thing in our spiritual, mental, and physical health. Matter of fact, they'll all three get worse. Praying can change a lot of things. Leon Redbone said, the blues ain't nothing but a good man feeling bad. We dug up some real good man things. When you've got the wrong word, you know, when you've got the word of God down in you, and we can't say it enough every day, when you're practicing these 14 qualities of being a good person that the Bible lists, then you ain't going to be feeling bad, right, babe?
That's right. You know, we came across a quote from one of my favorite actors and directors, Clint Eastwood. In one of his movies, he made the following statement. A good man always knows his limitations. Child of God, as a born-again, spirit-filled believer, we can experience no limitations because the Word of God says so. Luke 1:37, Classic Amplified. For nothing is ever impossible, and no word from God shall be without power or impossible of fulfillment.
You ought to write that on your mirror. Hallelujah. And look at it every morning when you get up.
So true. When a good man moves with full knowledge and is full of the Word, he is without limitation. Hallelujah. Matthew 17:20, Classic Amplified. For truly I say to you, if you have faith that is living like a grain of mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to yonder place, and it will move, and nothing shall be impossible to you.
Finally, Marcus Aurelius, who is really one of my favorite interesting quote person, he said, waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be one. So how can we become a good man, honey? 7 words that the Lord gave you many, many years ago now. Read your Bible, do what it says.
Yes.
Hear it, read it, live it, love it, and then your life will manifest it.
Absolutely.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And this is a great day to rethink all these steps.
Yeah.
And manifest them in your life.
Have a wonderful Wednesday.
We're praying for this to be a highly productive miracle day for you.
Yes.
You pray it for us as well.
Amen.
Until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.